A fresh sign of support for the oppressed Palestinian nation. Iranians from all walks of life took to the streets in the capital Tehran and more than 770 other towns and cities across the nation to once again show their anger at Israel's brutal oppression of Palestinians over the past decades.
This is a sinful act if you hear the voice of the oppressed, but do not respond or help. I am here because I saw the footages of the Palestinian children who are being brutally killed and injured. I heard their cries and pains. I am here to at least show my hatred towards Israel.
The people of Gaza are not alone. We are standing by them. We always support them. They will definitely become victorious soon and Palestine will be liberated. Israel's days are numbered.
The fasting demonstrators carried placards and chanted anti-Israel slogans, condemning fresh Israeli bloody offensive against the besieged Gaza Strip amid the silence of the international community.
The land of Muslims and the revered Al-Quds has been seized by occupiers. This land should be freed and people should return to their homeland. This year, people are witness to an anti-human catastrophe and a genocide in Palestine. Every day, they are bombing the people of Gaza with various weapons. Today, unity is needed in the Muslim world. All Muslims should unanimously announce this day as a day of anger and hatred towards Israel, and also as a day of solidarity and resistance against Israel. Those who have kept silent about these crimes are and will be ashamed, and history will judge them. Innocent people and children are being killed, and they either keep silent or support the criminals.
Our human aid cargo is ready to be sent to Gaza. We have contacted the Egyptian government so that our airplane can ship medicine to Gaza and transfer the wounded Palestinians to Iran for treatment. The airplane is ready. We hope that the Egyptian government take action as soon as possible to issue permission for the flight.
In 1979, Imam Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, designated the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the World Quds Day in support of the Palestinian cause.
Every year, the International Quds Day rallies attract millions of people around the world. But this time, and this year indeed, the number has increased by many times as Israel has intensified its aggressions against Palestinian people, including children and women, in the besieged Gaza Strip.
This year's anti-Israel rallies are of special importance for Muslims and even non-Muslim freedom seekers across the world, as Israeli warplanes and tanks have been pounding numerous sites inside the Gaza Strip, killing innocent residents of the impoverished Palestinian enclave over the past 2 weeks. The International Quds Day rallies in fact serve to prove that Muslims will never forget the defenseless Palestinian nation. Sama Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.